Well, it was Halloween.
Oh, God.
Just went along with it. Actually pinched him on his behind and said he made a good-looking girl.
I just want you to be okay with me being transgender.
He just throws up.
I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Bad.
Hello, hello, Nick.
Happy New Year, Pedro.
Happy New Year, bud.
Who do you think you are?
Episode 231.
What's up, St. Jake?
What's up, babies?
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to
and
you,
yo,
too.
Cute little booty.
Mr. Chris James.
Welcome to the year 2023.
And what a year it will be. Probably one of the best years of all of our lives. If you didn't make it into 2023 and you died in some horrific car accident in 2022 on New Year's Eve, well, shame on you. I'm Nick.
And I'm Pedro. And I just want to say, this is going to be a different year, dude. It's going to be different, dude. Yeah. I'm one day off of all social medias. New year, new me, baby.
Is that why you stopped posting our stuff online?
Yeah, that's why I stopped. Did I not post last week?
No, you haven't posted last 2 weeks in a row.
That's not true.
Okay.
Damn, I'm terrible. Don't hire me as your fucking PR. Over here, who do we got?
What's up? I'm Chris James. Follow me on Instagram at CJ Talks Funny for jokes and dates and stuff. I'll go on a date with you.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys see that new Shia LaBeouf film where he's just crying and masturbating?
No.
It was a real tearjerker.
Is that a biography on you, dude?
Yeah. I sold him the rights.
You sold him the rights.
Well.
What's up, Nick? How are you? How are you, bud?
2 days sober, irritated.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, why are you doing that?
Because I need to.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I know. It is a really big bummer,
Two days sober. It sucks, dude. I'm sorry, dude.
I know. I'm sitting here loading up a bowl and
stuff.
I figure
guys were going to do it.
Are you not smoking either?
No.
Oh, shit.
I know. It's tough. I haven't done it in a long time. I feel like it's been like 2 years since we did it and we stuck with it.
Yeah.
No, maybe even longer.
Well, I did it last.
Yeah, you did it in October. Yeah. So life sucks without alcohol or marijuana or mushrooms.
You're 2 days sober. You're all, life sucks.
Yeah, it's rough, dude. I mean, what's the point?
Yeah.
How'd you get through it?
We can't have fun.
Yeah, how'd you get through it, dude?
I would just lie. I was drinking those 30 days.
Oh, yeah. You're hitting your fucking vape pen.
Yes. You want to hit this?
Sure.
How'd you do it? Well, I would lie mostly.
No, dude, I mean, it's just.
But I'm not allowed to bring one of these into the house.
You're not?
No, because my significant other loves these as well. Yeah, and since she's been, had like, she has dreams and stuff about them.
Damn.
So she's like, you better not.
She's relapsing.
When she gets, I'm sure, one night.
Dude, make that her push present. Bring her a fucking Evo bar, dude. Yeah. No, it's like, as soon as she pushes the baby, I'll be like, babe, take this.
It's pretty wild because like there's a group chat of all the people in like our parenting class, you know, and like one of them just had their twins. And so it's like weird. It's like you start seeing all the people are like, oh shit, that's going to be me.
Dude, you're next. Yeah, so you're fucking crazy. Next, dude.
I know. It's wild.
Were you 5 weeks away?
Just about, yeah.
Just about five,
yeah.
Huh?
That's so crazy.
That's going to be good, man.
It will. It's a new chapter and it'll be fun.
For sure. Going into it sober like that too, you know?
Yeah. I'll be at a better head on my shoulders for sure.
Over or under, do you think he makes it out of this month without murdering his significant other?
Yeah, she's not real nice.
Oh, geez, I couldn't imagine.
But being sober and
around
dealing
my significant other, yeah.
I know, she's like, try doing it for 9 months. I'm like, yeah, but you have something inside of you.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
where
yeah.
you, there's consequences.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's
Wake up, get high. Go eat dinner. Get high.
Yeah.
It is insane though because I started having like a vape pen this last like 2 or 3 months and I stopped doing those for a long time.
Like weed?
Yeah, weed pens.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. It's just even fucking yesterday, the first day, how much my brain is like, hey, hit that pen.
Yeah,
like, where is that pen?
Yeah, you check your pockets.
Well, it's crazy,
shit.
Dude. It's like it's nonstop. I'm like going to the car. I'm like, oh, you have your pen? Yeah, and yeah. I remember, I think CJ said it to you one time, like, it's, or was it Ram Dass about just witnessing like, the person saying that was like, that's interesting. My like body keeps on being like, I really want a beer. I need a beer like to watch or enjoy this. I need a beer. I need to hit this. I'm just like, damn, like my psyche is so dependent.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all dependent.
And I forget what there's another thing I've been thinking of my hard 36 hour sobriety was the, it's like, do you, it's, what is it? Or do you want to be your, the consciousness of like the horse, or have the reins of the horse, right?
Yeah. Mm.
It's like, what is that exactly again?
That's from the Bhagavad Gita. It's like a reference to Krishna sitting on the chariot.
And we don't like them anymore.
And it's just about not letting the horse lead.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I think I've tried to keep those. I think those are going to be two very important mantras for me to stay strong through it. Because I know there's a lot of like, I figure like when the baby's coming, I'm not going to be able to drink and smoke either. So it's like, why not just fuck off now?
You're going to be able to.
Yeah, that's
You're going to be able. You'll find some time.
A true addict,
like me.
A true addict always finds time.
True addicts stick together, dude.
Just hiding tequila bottles and stuff in the baby room.
Little fucking airplane bottles of fucking tequila.
That shit's sad, dude.
Yeah, it is.
To get to that level of alcoholism would be very sad. So if anybody's out there, shame on you.
Oh, they're out there.
Oh, they're for sure. Yeah. I've worked with lots of them.
Get help, dude.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
You think you're going to find the answer at the bottom of the bottle?
Keep searching.
Keep searching.
You'll find it.
Yeah. So dealing with sobriety has been pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I got 28 more days to go.
28?
Right? 30?
Yeah.
29? So 31 days in, or 30.
You're almost at two. That's good, man. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I know you have the strength.
I know I do too. I mean, I think like you said, I mean, when Pedro's struggling, it's like you have to have the discipline sometimes.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, it's like 1 month. Like, it's kind of fucking sad if you have to be like, oh, I fuck. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm also just trying to not look at it as much of a punishment as much as I probably would have used to do it.
It's kind of sad when you start off with like 2 days sober, life sucks. Yeah.
But come on, dude.
I mean, sorry, dude.
Give me a break. I'm talking circles.
Just making observations, dude.
Yeah, I'm making observations as they happen in my head.
There you go.
He's letting the horse lead his mouth.
Yeah. Kind of going against your mantra there, bud.
That's true. Well,
but you got this. I believe in you, dude.
Thank you.
Wholeheartedly. I know
what you.
If I had to bet my life on it,
I would drink.
I know.
So you would die.
So I would die.
Would you prefer we do not smoke?
No, smoke.
All right.
Just disrespect me in my house. No, please do.
All right,
we gotta have some kind of silliness.
Yeah.
I'm a hurt man.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'd love to smell it. There's nothing like being sober for 36 days and smelling marijuana and how good it smells when you're not smoking.
That's how I feel about pussy.
Dude.
36 hours.
It never smells good. You have false memories.
Pussy? You know what smells good?
Asshole.
It's too. Never mind. I'm going to withhold from.
Just say it.
Say it. You got to say it.
I'll tickle you again. We'll tickle you.
The finger afterwards, dude. That's such a nice smell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time.
After playing video games with your girl, you know what I'm saying? Toggling that button.
It's nice when you forget. And then you're like doing something in the car, so your hand kind of goes in your face.
Oh,
like,
fuck, dude. I get rock hard instantly.
Yeah.
That's weird.
When I used to be able to run, it was always nice when you get some morning love.
Yeah.
And then I'd sweat and like feel it like going off my mustache for a little second lunch.
Yeah, you got the fucking, as Theo Vaughn would say it, fucking word curtain, dude.
Yeah, I've never heard that before, but sure.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. I can't grow a mustache, so I don't know
You
can't grow a mustache?
No, I can't.
It's slowly coming in. I feel like that would happen.
Look, yeah, it comes in like this, but it's never full. You know, it looks like fucking Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Whoa.
I'm not trying to be a 30-year-old dude with a fucking shaggy beard.
That's crazy.
You're trying to be a 30-year-old guy with a nose ring and a vape. 16.
I'm still trying to look 16, dog. That's why the mustache doesn't grow in.
I started smoking marijuana at that age, so maybe it stopped my growth.
Whoa, that's not even funny to joke about then, CJ. Don't bully me.
Yeah, dude, how dare you?
Yeah.
I'm very self-conscious about it.
When I was like 10. And
Jesus. Oh, yeah, you got drunk at fucking 10. You had a marg, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weed was probably 12.
Yeah, well, don't do that at home, kids.
Yeah, for real. Or you'll end up like this.
How's that enchilada, dude? That lime.
You know, it's not. It's very not that great.
Yeah, I don't think that one
really.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
What I like about enchilada is the the tomato juice. And I don't think this has any. I think that's just like literally salt and lemon.
The only good one they have is the mango chalada. It's the only good Modelo one, yeah. Mango
the other day I had it, surprisingly, them BLs, dude. I had a Bud Light chalada, and that shit was bomb. Really good.
It's a popular one for alcoholics, the Bud Light chalada.
Yeah, the Bud Light chalada.
Yeah, you can always, if you see somebody check in at a gas station or grocery with Bud Light chaladas, they're drunk.
That's a morning beverage, dude.
Exactly.
That's a morning beverage before work.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like when you actually need it.
Yeah.
True.
You buy those because you need them.
Like they need the tomato to fill the stomach in some way, too.
And just alcohol to avoid the bends.
Yeah. Well, that's also a fun life to live. And
it counts as a meal.
One Bud Light chalada.
Breakfast, dude. One Bud Light chalada counts as a meal.
Hey, my roommate's home.
My roommate's home.
How's it going, dude? You want to say hi to? Okay, right.
Hi to the people.
It's hi to the peeps, dude. That was a cute little kiss she blew. Yeah,
that was a cute little kiss, dude.
Affection. It's a big thing. You need it in a relationship.
I do need it in a relationship. No, I'm kidding.
Sore subject. Moving on, though.
It's not a sore subject, dude. Not at all. No, don't worry about it. Just carry on.
Okay.
Worry about your own life for once.
I do. All the time. Constantly worrying about my own life.
How's your blood pressure?
It's chilling right now. If I'm sitting down, it's chilling. If I'm moving, it's a little high. I think that's normal, though, isn't it?
I don't know. It's normal to be high for an Hispanic, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Why is that? Couldn't get to the bottom of that.
Probably genetics, dude. I think it comes down to a lot of genetics and also lifestyles and lifestyle choices. Yeah. Drinking, smoking,
meth,
cocaine.
Crack.
Yeah, I mean, we're all into that, you know? So actually, I'm good on that. Thank you, sir.
Very kind of you. I'm good too, thank you.
Well, we don't want to throw the offer out there because knowing you.
Knowing me what?
You're going to refuse it. And we don't like rejection over here.
That's true. So, rejection doesn't. When's the last time you've been rejected for something?
Damn, that's crazy.
What?
How long you had to think?
Why? When? Okay, you think, and then CJ, let's hear it.
All right, go for it.
Last time you've been rejected.
Last time I attempted to even speak to a woman, probably.
What did she do? She just turned away.
It was a comic, and I like tried to get her to go to a show with me, and she. Said she was going to go, and then she didn't go.
Are you sure it was a woman?
Yeah. Is it a drag comedy show?
I just want you to be okay with me being transgender.
Yeah, that's rough. It hurts when you try to take swings and then you miss.
Yeah
dude.
Those hit. Those hurt. Does that stick with you then?
A little bit, but
you just got to move on.
It hurts less now.
Well, that's the thing, dude. It's like you have to keep shooting the shot.
Yeah, stack your L's.
Stack the L's, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Till they form into a W. Three L's, I believe, make a W.
Stack into a W or a noose around your throat.
Yeah. Actually, if you take two L's and put them together like that.
Oh, dude, so only two rejections for a W.
Yeah.
That's nice that your mom told you about that.
Actually, it was Ram Dass. I read it in a book.
Yep, Mom Dass.
Mom Dass.
All right.
Last time I got rejected was probably like 4 days ago.
Was that the grocery store?
No, dude. I mean, you experience rejection even with your own.
Weren't you at a school recital 4 days ago?
Yeah, wasn't that a dance recital in kindergarten?
It was a talent show.
And there was lots of talent.
The talent was there.
Those kids are talented.
This is Satan worship.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but I caught her at a bad time. I went around like behind her and like kind of just started caressing.
Ooh.
And then did like a little.
Who is this? Your kid's teacher?
My wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then it was not the right time. I didn't read the room properly.
Okay.
And I got a hard stop.
Damn, that hurts.
It does hurt.
Shit, poo.
It does hurt. I don't know what was going on.
No, she's into poo play.
Yeah. No, she's into, usually that's a straightforward. Yeah.
She loves poo play.
We don't even have to caress her or anything. She's just like a dom. She's like, sit down, it's time. I was like, oh, shit.
Like Saddam?
We don't even have to caress.
It's like a dom.
Oh, a dom. Okay.
It's like Saddam.
His brother.
I want to say, Saddam was into like American porn and stuff like that.
Was he really?
Yeah, he had Nintendo 64. He had Playboy magazines in his little cave. He was a CIA operative.
Of course.
Yeah.
Just kidding, YouTube. Do they care anymore?
Nah, it's out there.
It's out there.
They should know.
But, yeah, isn't homie from North Korea the same way, too?
CIA op?
No. He's in love with, like, the West.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, the 90s Bulls and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. That may be kind of some kind of Satan worshiping as well. It's hard to keep track these days.
Yeah.
A lot of Satan and not a whole lot of God.
Yeah,
God, true. Jesus Christ.
We need to bring Jesus
and
Christ
And it's Christmas
back.
Time.
I know.
You figure this would be the time.
To rekindle that light.
Yeah.
Rekindle the light, Lord.
They're not Jewish, dude.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wake up, get high. Go eat dinner, get high.
Wish I could. Hey, Noki, let's cut that out, please.
Yeah.
You said you had some topics there, CJ? What do we got in the news this week?
Let's take a look at a little picture puzzle or whatever, dude. It's like a word game thing. Check it out.
Welcome, everybody, to the Who Do You Think You Are word game puzzle segment.
A drop after that would have been good.
Check it out. So we've got this picture of these three individuals with
they're all
two
confused
apples.
He's got cum in his hair.
And a knife. And the question, only 6% can handle this puzzle, it says, which seems like a strange statistic. I want to know where they got it and how it's not changing ever presently.
Okay, only 6% of the people can handle this puzzle. These three want to share two apples equally. How you handle this with using only one stroke of the knife.
Yep, so how can you accomplish...
Stab the girl.
Stab
her right in the fucking throat, dude.
You fucking kill her, dude. And you I just burped.
Throw the knife into her back, somewhere beyond, between the ribs, and then you turn it multiple times.
It's like the spleen area right here, dude.
And then those two guys have their own fucking apples.
Yeah, they share the apple equally. The two apples equally.
And so it's now we much know. More fun, too, because two guys just palling around eating green apples without this fucking loud mouth twat, dude.
Of course.
So now we know you're both serial killers and Nick is gay.
Whoa.
That's news to me.
That's the we just found out here.
Honestly, you learn something gay every day.
Okay, well, for real. Okay, how do you slice that one stroke?
There is an answer to that, but you guys basically accomplished what I was... trying to see what if it would happen or not.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty smart.
We're part of the 6%, if you ask me.
Okay, so
you have two apples. You have one knife
And one stroke.
One stroke of the knife.
I don't know, dude.
So if you cut one,
I'm part of the 92%.
You don't get an equal 90.
Yeah,
you don't get an equal part. They have to. Hold on, dude. I'll get this, dude. I'll fucking get this, dude.
What's up, mama?
Oh, shit, dude.
Like your get up.
You want to chime in on this one?
You want
to
try?
Yeah, can you try to solve this puzzle for us?
So only 6% of people can cut this. There's three people, two apples, one...
Check it out. Yeah, you can read.
I'm just going to say the same thing we said.
You know,
she's
you can't.
She's gone.
Well...
in three pieces?
Three equal parts.
Yeah.
However, they can share the two apples equally.
Yeah. Is it if you have a stroke when you're cutting it?
True. Yeah. We said murder one of them.
Yeah, we said murder the girl.
Their choice was one stroke.
Stab her.
Just keep going with the stab.
There you go.
You just stab her and then you share the two.
All right, give me the answer, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, CJ, what the fuck is the answer?
I just realized that... It says that these three want to share two apples equally. So if you kill one of them, you can't share the apple equally amongst the three. That's so you're wrong.
Okay. All right. Sorry. That's my
losers.
All right. Do you know the answer?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Actually, there is an answer. If you were to cut one third off of each of the two apples using one stroke. So you line them up like this and you cut one third. Now you've got two thirds of an apple, two thirds of an apple, and two thirds of an apple.
Fucking.
That doesn't happen.
That does not make sense.
Yeah, well, you're pregnant.
You got that mom brain, dude.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Bye.
Have a good walk. Enjoy yourself. Love you.
You still say that?
I love her, dude. She makes me happy. Also makes me cum, so that's pretty sick.
Whoa.
What? She's not in here anymore. She doesn't know if it's true or not.
Check it out.
All right, you do a dragon?
Yeah, I did a dragon. Did
oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, two-thirds, I got you.
And then one third plus gotcha. One third is two thirds.
I really needed that to be drawn out for me to understand because my brain was like, I don't get it.
Well,
so thank you for helping me understand that.
This is not.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you more.
Oh, no.
That's cute.
When you add it on top of it like that, it made me uncomfortable.
Why?
He can't take compliments, dude.
Yeah, I have trouble I have trouble accepting love.
Dick, he fucking glides through that, dude.
Yeah, sugar glider, dude.
Yeah. I fly through dick like a sugar glider, baby.
Gets all beady-eyed for that
compliments,
shit,
though. Hell
yeah, spread ooh. Open wide and just,
it's a death of
just take them all over everything.
Sugar gliding for cum, dude. That's sick.
Hell yeah.
That's wild.
It is wild.
Andrew Tate was arrested for human trafficking.
Yeah. This guy, it's usually those guys, right?
And
the
this
ones
was
that are talking up, like,
being the ones like who are trafficking people, dude.
Yeah, being like advocates for, like, well, I don't know. He wasn't really an advocate
for women's rights.
Treating women properly. Although I agree with a lot of that he says.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, he wasn't an advocate for treating women properly. He was an advocate for treating women like property.
Oh.
Which is strange.
You think so?
Do you think this is true? Do you think he was a sex trafficker? Did he rape these women?
It sounds like he was operating one of those, like, webcam
dungeons.
Right, that's what I heard. Right.
Yeah, where it's like, who knows? He's in Romania, like.
Yeah.
Where do you think Greta set him up, dude?
I don't. What's the beef with Greta and him? Like, what?
Days before he was trolling Greta Thunberg.
Was he trying to sex traffic Greta Thunberg?
Maybe. He's trying to lover boy up on her, dude. Because that's what they called it, what the operation
lover
was.
Lover boy.
Like a lover boy
operation
sting.
Lover
where you treat girls as if you have feelings for them and you flash all this money and wealth. And then when they come start hanging out with you, you're like, you know, have sex on this camera. We're going to make much money. And if you don't, well, you owe me for all that stuff that I bought you.
How do you set something like that up? Money, I guess.
We can talk about
well,
it.
Well, now
start?
You can
could
reach.
We start?
Now you can, like, be pen pals with Andrew Tate if you want. So he can let you in on the deets, dude.
Yeah. I think it starts with money. I think it starts with lots of money.
It all starts with a lot of money.
So, no.
Dude, have you guys heard his banger, though? Have you heard his fucking banger?
Well, Andrew Tate's banging song, a 13-year-old? Oh.
No, his song. He's a rapper, dude.
¿Quién crees que eres?
How do you think he got all his money?
I don't know. Rapper. Manipulating people?
Look it up, dude. It's a good song.
He's a kickboxer.
Huh?
He was a kickboxer.
Hey,
did he rap as well? I mean, that's gay as hell.
Let's hear it.
He's in front of like two of his like 33 cars.
Yeah, and he's talking about raping underage women. And then...
Yo, that like... Did you see the comeback
allegedly.
He did?
Allegedly.
True, allegedly. Sorry, Andrew Tate.
Did you see the comeback video he did for Greta Thunberg?
No, I left all my comeback in your mom.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Oh, yeah, dude, this is so good. It slaps, Loki.
It's funny that that was your mom, too.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Okay.
Dude.
That's a good beat.
It's your boy. Hit it.
Door suicide, Kurt Cobain. McLaren 720, but it sound like a plane. When I'm on the road, stay in your lane. Beacon
oh,
kill
God,
like a shot
terrible.
To the brain. Suicide, suicide, suicide,
damn.
Suicide. It's do or die, do or die.
You guys don't like that?
What's crazy about it is it's like it is so bad, but he also didn't write it. He obviously paid somebody to write it for him, and then he just...
Whoa.
He's talking a lot about suicide.
Well, I believe the song is called Suicide.
I think he's setting up his exit.
I think so too.
Oh, hoes. That's
not nice. That's derogatory.
That is derogatory.
Tasteless.
But does it not slap, dude?
Why are they called Suicide Doors?
The production's nice.
I'd hope so. Money on my mind every day. Sucks that he's bald and so rich.
That chick hates being there.
And that he's got that chin that like hides, that's like
and
it's like in
his neared becomes part of his chin.
Yeah, it's not made. It's not a face for eating pussy.
Yeah, you gotta have a strong chin for that.
Oh yeah, Jay Leno eats mad like some of the best pussy
Jay Leno?
In the game. Oh yeah,
he makes him squish.
Oh yeah, he makes girls.
He makes them cream, dude.
Wowzers in my trousers, dude. That's crazy.
But I mean, it's a shame that we don't get more music like that now because he's in jail.
Maybe him and R. Kelly can make some.
Oh shit, huh?
Yeah,
he is like that. R. Kelly.
Some jailhouse rock.
He's gonna make bond, dude. He's gonna be out and free.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
A week and a half.
Just days ago, that fella taunted Greta Thunberg with all of his gas guzzling 12-cylinder Ferraris,
turbo
car bullshits. Yeah.
He was like, a very poor way of trolling, too, by the way.
He's like, I have 33.
That's pretty good.
Gas guzzling.
He's pretty good, dude.
Andrew Tate?
He's just part of his class. His master class.
Yeah, he's a master class.
Yeah, and then so he went on Twitter bragging about that, and he said, this is just a start. Please provide me your email address so I can send a complete list of my car collection. And their respective enormous emissions. He wrote, Thunberg, 19, suggested he enlighten her. Okay. Yeah, so he said all that bullshit, and then she wrote back, yes, please do enlighten me. Email me at smalldickenergy@getalife.com.
Damn, burn, that's dude. That's
sick. Pretty good. Burn. Pretty sick pretty burn. Good.
For a 14-year-old? Pretty good, dude.
For an autistic... Call back.
Yeah. So who knew Greta Thunberg's a size queen?
Yeah. Yeah. I would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she wants. Yeah. Nah, I don't know. I don't have anything there. It was going to be an iceberg joke, and I was like, that's not good.
She actually wants to stretch the hole in the ozone layer.
There we go. She sits around the toilet. Just all of our good jokes from last week, guys.
All the slappers.
We're bringing them back.
It's a professional podcast. This is 230 episodes
of
podcast.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
This is peak.
We hit our groove.
Peak performance.
Yeah. Well,
but did you hear his like come back to that? It was like pretty cringy. I think he made a video and he uploaded it.
No, I didn't see that. I saw that he said, how dare you, which was kind of funny, but still, she won.
Yeah, she did. He can't really come back from that, dude.
Yeah. He said something along the lines like, and then Greta gave me her personal email. It's like small dick energy. It's like, why would you say that as
why would email? That be your email? Like, I said
just
that too.
So, like that comeback was just so cringe of like.
It is the first thing you would go to. You're just like, why is that your email?
Yeah. But I mean, there's, I don't know.
That's pretty good. What would you have said back to her?
Yeah. Let's say Greta Thunberg's emailing you, Pedro. she's like, you're a bitch.
GetAlife.com.
Yeah.
What would I say to Greta Thunberg after that? I'd have to agree with her, honestly.
When you're right, you're right.
You're right, Greta. You're right about climate and you're right about my dick.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. I think that's the move, though. You go deeper into it. You add another level to her, like you make it feel like it doesn't affect you by mocking it.
Oh, so you go like...
You'd be like, that doesn't affect me. And then she'd be like, neither does your penis.
Damn. She's like, good, dude. She's good.
You're like, it's actually super good, small dude. Dick energy.
Who knew she was a roast master, dude?
I know, roast master Thunberg.
Which is everything she's against, right?
Yeah.
Hatred.
Roasts and masters. Roasts and
masters. Damn. Yeah.
Well.
That's crazy, though. He did go to jail. He got fucking...
It is kind of crazy, but...
He's just been circulating for so long. Wish him well, yeah.
Yeah, we wish him
well. I hope he's going to do okay.
He'll be fine, dude. He'll be out in a week.
You think so?
Yeah. Those charges aren't going to stick.
Okay, so if he's out in a week, I can drink in a week. How about that? Celebrate the release of Andrew Tate.
The release of Andrew Tate. Yeah, you're not going to be able to celebrate.
Damn.
Romania's Directorate for the Investigation of Organized Crime and Terrorism confirmed in a statement that cops raided 5 homes tied to 4 suspects as part of an investigation into organized crime, human trafficking, and rape.
Whoa.
I thought we were off of rape, guys.
Yeah, can we not talk about rape for 5 minutes, please, CJ?
Not if we're going to talk about Andrew Tate.
It's okay. Fair enough. So they searched 4 houses.
Yep, 5 suspects, 4 houses.
What'd they find?
I don't know. This does sound like the intro to like a reality TV show, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. 4 houses, 20 sex slaves,
4 suspects,
10 rich businessmen. Yeah. Pick your real estate.
It's like the Romanian Bachelor.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. Two British citizens, one of them being Tate.
I guess it's British, is it?
And his brother, sure. Tristan.
So, oh, they were in cahoots?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Him and his brother both got arrested, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he as crazy looking as Tate?
Yeah, his brother looks very much like him.
Really?
He doesn't shave his head, though. And he just kind of like hype mans him. And at least the video that I saw was the one video.
I'm leaving at 4:30. Okay.
Try it safe.
She's going to the gym.
Oh.
I wouldn't have guessed it either.
I didn't say anything, dude. I was not judging. I was not saying anything, dude.
I'm hurt, man.
That clip is fucking wild, dude.
That clip is wild.
Is that recent?
So good.
Is that
recent? I don't think so. I don't know, but what was it captioned? It was like
man dies inside
when he finds out his fucking kid's a trans.
Yeah, that's sad, dude.
And he does truly die
dude,
inside.
He
this is the sound of a man dying inside.
I'm hurt, bad.
Yeah, he like
a crying.
The fucking the little stumble after in bad, like he's I'm hurt, bad.
But that just makes his old son, now daughter, come that much harder.
Yeah,
because how upset.
Yeah,
you can see it in her face.
Yeah, she's like,
oh. Well, in her pants too.
Oh yeah, you can see the cream kind of coming out.
You went far, dude. I was talking bulge from the dress or something, but you took it.
I'm hard either way.
Yeah, me too.
Took it to another level. What's that judgy ass look, dude?
That's not why judgy. It's just hard to be around you guys.
Like
I'm not
sober,
high and drunk.
I don't like sober Nick.
I don't either. I hate him. I hate him.
I hate him.
I hate him.
It's the worst.
Dude, I just found out my mom used to, when it like she was little, she used to...
smoke crack.
No, my mother's never touched drugs. That's,
oh, yeah, I believe that.
That's a good... That's solid truth, dude.
Yeah, she just...
Okay. Thank you for
just
not
inhales cleaning chemicals all day. You don't think that's a drug, dude? That's basically meth. She's smoking.
Are you
deconstructed
insinuating
meth
that
every
my
day.
Are you fucking saying my mother cleans homes for a living?
She huffs, bro.
Yeah.
Just because she's Mexican?
No, because I know what she does. Mijo's cleaning supplies.
You guys want to watch this guy die inside?
Yeah, let's watch this guy fucking die inside, dude.
Oh yeah, he's gonna die inside.
God, he saw the high heels and it hurts him already.
He's like, I knew it. God damn it. He probably just wants to bang her so bad.
You're so much hotter than your mom.
Yeah, true.
That's why he's dying inside. He's half horny.
Oh, she is pretty hot, to be honest with you.
Thank you for being here. Tell me what you're thinking and feeling right now, Gary.
So does he good. Have to, Dr. Phil? Look at his ass.
Yeah.
I'm hurt bad. Really bad.
Oh, my God.
Really bad.
He's like about to have a heart attack.
Oh, yeah, dude. You have to say. He wishes he wishes he did, dude.
Why? He said why.
Kill me, Lord.
I just want you to know that you didn't do it.
Why you sound like Kermit?
I just want you to know that. That's not anything you did. Some
reactions to this. I mean, you can see this is very raw for him. What are your feelings?
He's all, don't
about
say raw, Dr. Phil. God damn it.
Impact on your father, Gary.
Here. I'm really hurt. And I was kind of scared, honestly. Just seeing his reaction, how I don't know if it was anger or. If it was just upset.
Or if he wants to fuck me now.
Yeah.
You want
it's sexual frustration.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to understand I just,
dude,
that
she's about to come from how bad she's hurting her dad right
I know,
now.
Dude. For sure.
Look at her face.
Or anything like
she's
that.
She's probably got a butt plug in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay with... I just want you to be okay with me being transgender.
She just throws up.
Let you down. He's gone back to the point of he says one time for
oh dude
this is Satan worship.
God, this is killing this man. Yeah. Dude. How homophobic like do you have to be?
I thought it was funny.
This is for Halloween, huh? Oh,
she started doing a podcast.
I thought it was funny.
And your reaction at the time?
I thought it was Halloween.
Oh, God.
Just went along with it. Actually pinched him on his behind and said he made a good-looking girl, but I was only joking.
Damn. You're not a good... Hold on, go back 10 seconds.
Here, I was only joking. You're not a
good-looking girl, but I was only joking.
He says, you're not a good-looking girl, dude. That's when she dies inside.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Beautiful man.
What? Oh, now he's confused everybody. They're wait, what do we do now?
He's failed you as a father. Do you feel that this is a choice?
I have to hold on one sec, dude.
Yeah.
He pulled some fucking weird dad jujitsu.
Oh, yeah. Of course, dude. You don't think he's done that his whole life?
For sure. That's what makes your kid trans. So. Bad parenting.
Bad parenting, dude.
I'm hurt bad.
Oh, God, dude.
No, he just pulled some Jedi mind trick type shit on both of them.
Yeah, he's like,
even Dr. Bill's
I won't accept your new trans identity, but I will call you beautiful.
Which is pretty cool.
As a man, though.
Yeah,
beautiful. He said, you're a beautiful man.
Which
is a compliment.
Is also a fact. I mean, it's a very beautiful man.
That is a hot looking man.
That's a good looking man.
No, I've always been like this. I just hid it from everyone.
How do you feel about it?
I just feel like this is me. This is who I am.
Then why are you so stiff?
How long have you hidden this?
You look really uncomfortable.
You're only 7 years old.
It's a very uncomfortable situation, dude.
The burden. I guess that's fair.
That is how much energy that takes.
He's like shaking his head, gritting his teeth, saying, "No, this isn't happening. This isn't true."
Just imagine waking up every day and seeing.
He's just gonna start killing,
that you
dude.
Don't want to be.
Someone has to die.
Oh yeah, somebody's dying in this in a couple
those
of years.
Words, what do you hear?
What do you hear in that word?
Confusion.
So you hear someone that is confused, mentally ill.
Yes.
Immediately. Yes.
Yes.
Say no more, Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
You're the doctor.
Yeah, he's a fucking retard.
This individual is pre-wired.
That'd be so hard.
To be a woman, but in a man's body.
He does not accept that.
What if that is the case? What could you imagine that experience would be like for that person?
Pretty hard. Pretty hard.
I'm pretty hard.
I'm pretty hard.
Hell yeah, I'm hard too, dude.
I'm pretty hard too.
That's crazy.
Who's hotter? Fuck, marry, kill. Dr. Phil, the dad, and the train.
Fuck. That's a good one.
That's easy.
Yeah. Is it? Go shit.
Yeah, it's easy. It's all lined up right for you. You gotta fuck the tranny to prove you're not a bigot.
Uh-huh.
Marry Dr. Phil because he's got the money, and true. Then kill the dad.
Kill the dad for being a bigot.
Exactly.
That's true.
I'd fuck the dad in the ass. Well, his daughter watches.
I'll fuck you till you love me.
Well, his daughter watches my new husband, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
My new wife.
Where is he?
And then you'd be the man. I'd kill Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good answer.
He's pretty old anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
We could do without.
Pedro, is that who are you going with?
Yeah, who would you?
I mean, when you painted it your way, dude, I had to agree with it immediately because it makes perfect sense.
I like Nick's way though.
Yeah, you want to fuck a transgender?
I'm hurt bad.
I'm hurt bad.
I don't think you understand.
I don't think you understand the question. Let me ask it again. I would marry Dr. Phil.
Nice.
For the money, of course.
Okay. How do you know the other two?
And
money?
For the mustache rides.
Oh, yeah.
The other guy didn't have a mustache.
Then who are you going to kill? That's hard, right?
Yeah, no, I have to agree. I'd fuck the tranny and then... Oh, I can't say that. Trans.
Kristen. Buy the ticket, take the tranny.
I just want you to be okay.
Hunter S. Thompson, what is best documentaries?
Transgender. Because trans women are women, dude. I don't think you guys realize that. It doesn't make it a homosexual encounter.
Oh, it's homo. That vagina looks a lot like a penis.
Yeah, and you don't know that she got her dick flipped inside out. She might just be a woman with a dick.
Yeah.
And you have to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Even
this
better.
Is Satan worship.
Imagine the hot breath when you're kissing.
Do you not get hot breath from your...
No.
From your female?
She's dead.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's cold.
Tastes like ice cream. Sweets. Damn. Hot Cheetos.
No, I'd go with that. Same answer.
All right, well, that's fun. Liven it up, dude. Why couldn't you just said something different?
What do you want me to do, dude? Marry the dad because I'm a bigot, too?
There we go.
kill the trans
you
together.
You kill the trans. You fuck Phil once for money.
You fuck him like your life depends.
See? All right, dude.
That's my real answer.
Final answer, dude.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Now I can't decide which answer was best.
Yeah, it's tough.
They're all so good.
What would you do at home?
Leave it
Let
in the
us
comments.
Know in the comments.
Beat you to it.
Yeah, you can beat me off it, dude.
Whoa. I'm a father, CJ.
Yeah.
And a lover.
Something you don't have.
That's why I want you so bad. That's why I'm so sexually attracted to you.
Be my daddy.
Call me son.
Oh, shit.
That was crazy.
I'm hurt, bad.
I'm hurt, bad.
Damn, yeah. That is
a hard clip to watch, dude, because that guy is going through turmoil. Like, what is my family going to say about this? What are my friends? You know, like.
Yeah. Well, get over it, dude.
Seriously.
It's like.
Yeah. Just fuck her once.
I just feel like
everybody's son's a tranny now. Get over it. Yeah.
It's like more weird to not have a kid that's trans. Yeah. It's, yeah. I mean. What at some point with that guy, it's like he's so angry and shaken up by him. Like, you wish you were trans. Like, no,
maybe,
like,
right?
Yeah, you looked at him like it happened to him too.
Yeah, like he's like, I pushed these thoughts down. I've always wanted to do this. Like, dude, you have it somewhere inside of you that you're such a bigot. That's why you're so upset about it.
Yeah, that's like that.
That's a Ted Cruz syndrome. I believe that's what they call it.
There was a commercial that was like that for like a whiskey company.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a grandpa started like putting lipstick on and in privacy of his room and wiping it off, and then he just started doing his own makeup in the mirror all the time.
Yeah.
And shit. And like cross dressing.
It's a whiskey commercial?
Yeah.
It's a wild whiskey.
And then the family
Fireball.
Comes over.
It makes you gay.
Makes you be QT friendly.
Yeah. Makes your grandpa gay.
This whiskey will make your grandpa trans.
Turn your grandpa. Turn your grandpa into a tranny.
Yeah.
Fireball with whiskey.
Drink responsibly.
Responsibly.
Or don't.
Transition responsibly.
That's crazy. Y'all fucking wild, man.
That was just literally a commercial. And the family comes over for Thanksgiving dinner or whatever. And then
he's trans?
And the kid comes out as trans, the grandkid.
Damn.
And the dad, the granddad takes him into the room. And then starts doing his makeup.
Have sex with him?
Yeah. No, apparently they just did their makeup in there.
He got whiskey dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where does the whiskey come into play in this fucking scenario?
They're just like, we support this kind of lifestyle, I guess. Well, I don't know. No,
you'd have to be drunk to support the kids.
King.
The crazy, quirky, drunk grandpa.
You know how he is. He's just joshing around.
Just playing with makeup.
Yeah, so then
it really lets loose during the holidays.
Pinches you on the hind. You're cute for a girl.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, you're like, I actually sexually assaulted you when you first came out to me.
I stuck my finger up his ass and I said, you're a cute girl.
Yeah, I thought it was all a big joke.
But I was kidding.
But I was still hard.
He says, but I was kidding. You're not a pretty girl. Like, fuck.
You're a beautiful boy.
That beautiful man.
That killed that trans.
Yeah, dude. That was I would have never expected it to end there.
Really?
No. Yeah, I mean, yeah. He really took that left.
That trans kid just wanted to go bang three black guys probably after that.
Yeah.
But probably didn't even like want to after because.
Jermaine says I'm a pretty girl, Dad.
She's like, She's getting fucked later, and she's like, maybe I am just a beautiful man.
Yeah, true. Damn, it all goes downhill for her.
I mean, that was some pretty wild LGBT Jedi mind trick.
Yeah, it was.
You guys are making fun of, you know, somebody coming out.
The holidays are over, dude. Who cares? It's our time. Back in the sun.
Back in the sun. Depends on them swinging back, baby.
I can't even use the excuse that I'm fucked up.
I know.
Yeah.
This is my true feeling.
I feel like they're true when you're drunk. I'm sorry.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
You know what they say? A drunk man's words
are a sober man's
thoughts.
Oh.
T-H-O-T-S. Yeah.
Hey, you guys.
Trying to have a podcast over here?
Noki.
I don't know if you know this. If she's back, that's a quick gym visit, dude. Mm. But she is also 8 months pregnant.
Maybe his name's Jim.
Oh, yeah. Jim visit. He lives in 305, actually.
Yeah, it's a real quickie. Whoa. That was some cool effects we got on that screen there from the dog running past it.
Heck yeah.
Well, what are we at? Gotta scurry off here.
45.
Yeah, right. Well,
what time is it?
4:04.
Well, shoot the freaking toot, you guys. It was an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, where are you going? Here band practice?
Band practice. Last Exit Live, January 5th.
I can't make that one, but I'll make the 13th.
I was talking to our listeners.
Okay.
You're invited.
You just like mumbled that to them without saying.
Last Exit Live, the Edisons, January 5th. We are opening the show doors at 7 o'clock, y'all.
What time are you going on?
It's
going
to be lit, 7:30.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's good seeing you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good seeing you too.
Are you performing anytime soon?
February 5th at JP's Comedy Club. Sunday, February 5th in Gilbert.
Sunday? What time?
7 p.m.
I can probably make that one.
Sweet.
And I have nothing to promote aside from love and respect. We'll see you next week, folks. Amor
y paz.
I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.